This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So, any thoughts on the debate? Are you like me and feel like, why are we doing this? What? Think about the Democrats are getting everything they want. They have us fighting. They have multiple people raising money. So none of that money, all this money that's being spent in the primaries, gets sucked up. And at the end of the day, it's going to be Donald Trump as a Republican nominee. So there's that. Then there's all the strategy that you give them. You say, oh, well, here's how what Ramaswamy's weaknesses are. Here's what DeSantis's weaknesses are. Here's what whomever. I don't know who's what the next career path for these people are, but you're going to expose all their weaknesses, and you make it difficult for the party. Why would you do this? We did the same thing in Arizona. We decided, oh, we're going to run this primary, which, I mean, look, I get it. We're going to fight it out in the primary, but instead of, like, one or two people, there were four, minimum of four candidates in every category. Over $100 million was spent in primary races in the state of Arizona, with the shortest time to go to the general election. And then we got swept. We got swept because we got cheated, but we didn't have time to galvanize back. You had people that loved Kari Lake and people that hated Kari Lake. You had people that loved Abe Hamadeh. You had people that didn't like Abe Hamadeh. You had people that loved Mark Masters and people that hated him. And no time to heal. Now, the Republicans will have time to heal, but will they heal when you have people like Asa Hutchinson who absolutely detest Donald Trump? You have people like Chris Christie. No reason to detest Donald Trump, but he's hugging on the beach with Obama while working on the campaign with Trump. Which, by the way, I don't blame Christie for that. You know who I blame for that? I blame Donald Trump. Why would you bring that fat slob who's a freaking rhino onto your campaign? Why would you make that decision? Who did that? You're fired. And if it's Donald Trump, then you need to ask yourself, what is my criteria? What is my evaluation process for people? Because it sucks. How many people do we need to go down the list for? Scaramouche, turncoat scumbag. It's a litany of people. Reince Priebus, down the line, the Omarosa, for goodness sake. Jeff Sessions. Weak-kneed sissies that either don't know Republicanism and won't support it, or are actual enemies of us. All they were there to do is feather their nest. If Trump has two things to be concerned about, one is his ability to pick people, and two is COVID. And you know what he should do? He should say this: I tell you what, I screwed up on COVID. I tell you what, they fooled me. But that Fauci, he's a fraud. He's the biggest fraud. He'll go down in history as the biggest fraud. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this now. Listen to me. I will tell you this. I will never be fooled by these Democrats again. I will never allow them to shut down our economy. I will never, there will be no second pandemic on my watch. I mean, I would go down the list. I'd say, they won't do this to you again. I will protect your rights as citizens. We will not issue emergency use authorization again on my watch for something like this. People who do this, who lie, will be held accountable. Our Justice Department will get these liars. They will not skate justice. I would go on. I would say, you got me. But you know what I did? In spite of that, I still rebuilt the economy. And there are some good things that came out of this, because we exposed the system. Not the way I'd want to do it. I mean, he's got ways to come out of this. But he's got to fall on the sword and say, I would never do that again. It's not going to happen. Anyway, lots to talk about with this debate thing, because there was good and bad. I believe the clear winner was Vivek Ramaswamy. And the reason he won, he's the most memorable. Remember when Trump debated? And the first debate was Megyn Kelly, and of course she called him out, and she ended up ruining her career over that. Said he was a misogynist and all that, which was nonsense. And she went all feminist on him. Long story short, I watched that debate, and I said, wow, Trump got killed. And you know what happened the next day? Trump was, his numbers were up. Then I watched the second debate, and I thought he did worse. His numbers were better. And what I figured out is, I got to stop watching this debate the way, you know, like it's on policy. When you become a policy wonk, you're like, oh, you know, he was really bad in answering that question. I played a clip in the first hour of Ramaswamy going after the guys and saying that he was the only one that wasn't on the, you know, wasn't a grifter, wasn't on the take, didn't take money from special interests, was his own man. Pulled a kind of a Trump, you know, esque card on that. And of course, it caucus of booze, but he kept making his point. And then he made the bigger point. He said, global climate change is a hoax. Then Christie came after him with some little line, whatever, a little bait, you know, kiddie line. And Ramaswamy dumped on him. Oh, really? Coming from the guy that hugged Obama? He goes, why don't you come over and give me a hug? That was quintessential, non-political, let me go out. You think you're going to get me? I'm going to get you back. And Ramaswamy won that exchange. Now, people are writing it as if Christie, you know, oh, it was a great quip or what. No, it wasn't. Ramaswamy won that exchange. The people that matter, they go, ooh, that boy, come over and give me a hug, big boy. I mean, the only thing he could have added was fat boy. That would have really made it. Why don't you come over and give me a hug, big old boy? Or he'd say something like, you know, I'd ask you to give me a hug like Obama. I just don't know if I could survive it. Something like that. Man, you got your 7-second talking point, and you let them know gloves are off. I told you Fox News said Nikki Haley was, she was a shining star. No, she wasn't. Not true at all. I'm going to go into more detail on all these guys. But anyway, we talked about Ramaswamy, talked about DeSantis. DeSantis, I said earlier, was supposed to be the big guy. It's like we did an event here in Arizona. I didn't do it. It was a big group. They put the deal on. DeSantis was the keynote. I was the comedic flavor. And DeSantis spoke in the middle, and he talked all about Florida. Now, here's what's interesting. You come to another state, you tell them how great Florida is. What you should be talking about is what you did in the context of what could be happening there. You're trying to say, I'm spreading the word on what I did to help you guys here, and here's some ways we could all work together and help each other, and I'm willing to do that. He didn't do that. It was all about Florida, Florida, Florida. So he finishes, and a woman told me, she says, Kevin, I know you're one of the speakers here, but I'm really here to see Ron DeSantis. And I said, well, a lot of people are. I get it. I understand it. Then I finished the show, and that same lady came up to me and said, with all due respect to Ron, I would have hated if I missed you. And I said, see, that's what you're looking for. You, to this day, talk to the people that went to that event. You know what they're talking about? Me. Not the same. That was his problem at the debate.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain NAS allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're talking about the debate. And I've already told you guys Trump won. Not being there. He's in the news. He was the talk. Even post-debate, he's the talk. And here's the deal. They're measuring each other based on how Vivek did versus Nikki Haley versus DeSantis versus whatever. And the pure frontrunner remains Donald Trump. The polling remains Donald Trump, the winner. What are you fighting for? Are you fighting for second place? It's like Usain Bolt running against a bunch of third graders. And I'm not being critical because I think we have some good candidates. I really do. I'm very proud of the field. I just think that the field needs to check itself before it wrecks itself. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, because the field is essentially saying to the Democrats, our best guy isn't good enough. Yeah, go ahead, destroy him. And let's let the second place guy come in. Yeah, woo! The guy leading in all the polls, and I'm not talking about barely leading, I'm talking about leading. How could you even call it a debate when the number one guy isn't there? Now, don't misunderstand me. If I'm trying to get into a place and you're the guy and you won't let me in, it's like this guy when I was coming up in karate and nobody wanted to fight him.
And he would go to places and call the champ out and say, "You chicken." And I remember one time the champ's manager looked at me and said, "Yeah, I ain't letting my guy fight him." Because he knew he would lose. You're not going to let the champ get dethroned. Now, in this case, the champ is Donald Trump. He's not getting dethroned. The only way they can dethrone him is the way they're trying, and that's not going to work. It was covered in the debate. Trump actually said DeSantis bombed. I agree. It's really a measure of what did you expect and, you know, what came out of it. But I think he's right. I think, as I mentioned before, and we're going to get into these other candidates, but DeSantis, it was his debate to lose. Because with Trump not there, he's supposed to be the guy like, "Look, I'm the leader." I haven't looked at polls afterwards. Maybe you guys have. Did he go up or down? Anybody know? Maybe my Cracker Jack producers can find out between now and the break. I don't know. I don't want to give any hints to you guys. Anyway, look. I don't think he's going to get a bump. Now, I said this about Trump in 2016, and he came out of the debate, got a bump, did the next debate. I said it was worse. He got a bump, did the next debate, and by that time, I had figured it out. So I went, I guess he's going to get another bump, and he did. But Trump was a different candidate. These guys sounded a lot the same. I've got some takeaways that we'll get to at the very end, but they sounded a lot the same. There wasn't a lot of, you know, okay, explain to me the difference between, you know, DeSantis and Nikki Haley. I mean, there were some of them that I'm never going to, like Asa Hutchins, I'm never going to support Trump no matter what. Okay, fine. Others were J6ers. Some were not. Some were election, know that the election was stolen. Others were not. I think the majority of them want to move on, like the governor of Montana. He wants to move on. I think there's lines being drawn right now. If you want to move on, you're toast. If you think election integrity was not real and you think J6, well, maybe Trump, you're toast. I can tell you, when we get to Christie and Asa Hutchinson, toast. Burnt toast, in fact. Donald Trump praised his blockbuster interview with Tucker Carlson on Elon Musk's X platform, which reached over 150 million viewers early Thursday morning, stole the spotlight from Fox News' Republican debate. Former president's 45-minute sit-down on X, formerly known as Twitter, aired as the GOP rivals bickered on stage in a crucial night for the 2024 White House race. Trump praised the success of the interview and said it'll probably have over 200 million views, and I think it got there. 200 million views. What did Fox get? Just out of curiosity, did we get any polling? Do we care? I hated to watch it, honestly. I like getting just the snippets. But I will admit, Melissa watched it, and so we sat there and she watched it. And I was glad I did. I watched, 30, 45 minutes when they made the transition from 1 hour to the next, where they asked the question about Trump, the elephant in the room, they called him. Yep. So the elephant in the room, what they asked the question was, would you support him if he wins? And Vivek's hand went straight up. They asked another question and his hand went straight up. And I thought, man, he is leaving no wiggle room. Hand straight up. All the other people were kind of like, "Oh, let me check the calculus here and see what, let me check the temperature of the room and see what people think." All of them. That was the distinction between business person who says, "I'm willing to just tell you what I think. Let the chips fall." And I've seen interviews with, I think they call him Vivek. I call him Vivek or Vivek, but I think his name is Vivek. He just says, "Here's my answer. Deal with it." I got to get a drink here. So, that was very good. I needed that. My voice is starting to go on me. That was impressive. And it shouldn't be. You know, when I counsel with candidates, I tell them, look, if you're asked a question, answer it. Don't quibble. Don't go down the middle of the road. Don't repeat the question. Don't say, "That's a good question." Answer the question. And you can even say this. I'm going to give you a yes-no answer, but I want you to allow me to expand. Okay? Yes. Or no. And it, because you've already said, while I'm going to give you the black and white, I do want you to see the colors of gray. And you can't get in trouble that way. You get in trouble when you go, oh, I don't know, let me think about it. If you ask a direct question, answer the doggone thing. That's my biggest pet peeve, one of my biggest. Anyway, let's talk about some of these guys. Pence, biggest disappointment for me. One, that he would even run, knowing that he has no shot to win. Now, look, you can be delusional, and so, but Pence has no shot. I told you guys, Mike Pence came to Scottsdale, Arizona, at a big Republican event. Star-studded. It was a nice hotel, 5-star hotel, resort. Pence walks in. I'm not lying. Nobody went up to him. He was there a solid 5 minutes. People walked right by him. Didn't even acknowledge him. They didn't even go, oh, there's the vice president. There's the former vice president. They just walked right by him. Finally, I was talking to a guy. I said, hey, I go, there's Pence. And he looked up, and he's a star doinker. And he goes, oh, wow, there he is. Oh, that's pretty cool. And he goes, oh, Kevin, you mind getting a picture of me with Pence? And at this point, another guy went over to talk to Pence, almost probably out of embarrassment for Pence to stop him. And this guy, goes over and says, you know, talk, chats him up. Hey, Mr. Vice President. Yeah. And I take a picture with, you know, like, boop, here you go. I didn't get in the picture. I have no picture with Mike Pence. I didn't want one. But neither did anybody else. It was embarrassing. And for this guy to think he's got a shot.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to have his mugshot taken. He surrendered to Georgia authorities last night after he was charged for his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election. The Trump campaign is now selling T-shirts with the mugshot on it for $47 with the words, "Never Surrender." Almost 700,000 customers in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe storms hit the region. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour and hail as big as an inch and a half. A spike in COVID cases has some talking about a return to masking.
Using a high-quality mask does reduce the chances of COVID virus being breathed in.
Dr. Fred Campbell with the University of Texas Health Systems. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Before we go back to specifics of the debate, I want to give you a survey they took. And again, take this with a grain of salt, folks, because surveys are surveys. They're like, all the other polls or whatever else. And I don't know who did this one, but it's not good for Ron DeSantis. And here's what it says. A survey of 1,665 U.S. adults, which was conducted from August 17th to 21st, shows that DeSantis' support among potential GOP primary voters has fallen farther and faster over the last few weeks than ever before, plummeting from his previous low of 23% in mid-July to just, are you ready for this number, 12%. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I hate to make this just a debate thing, but we are. Today is all about the debate. And I wasn't going to cover it at all because I just felt like, who cares? I wasn't going to watch it. But my beautiful, dutiful wife said, let's watch pieces of it. You're going to need to see it. And she tells me that all the time. She's like, look, babe, you got to watch this. This is what you do. And I fight the feeling. I ain't going to allow to fight it. But in the end, one of the smartest women in the world that I know was right. And I'm glad I watched about 45 minutes. That was enough to get the gist. We missed the first part. She was the one that said, oh, it's on. Just turn it on. And we were in the middle of watching Castle. And I was like, I don't think I've seen this episode. Don't turn it. And she turned it. And that was that. Happy wife, happy life. Anyway, I'm glad I did catch it because I got a feel. That's more important than counting cards, is, you know, watching the system, seeing how it plays out, watching the patterns. There you go, the patterns. That's what I do when I play blackjack. They say to put the governor's 11-point collapse in perspective, DeSantis was actually leading former President Trump in a head-to-head matchup, 45-41%, as recently as February. And while the governor's standing has steadily declined since then, a glitchy campaign announcement and a series of unforced errors haven't helped matters. He has nonetheless tended to place a clear second in soundings of the full GOP field for much of the year. Not anymore, however. According to the new Yahoo YouGov poll, DeSantis is now just 4 points ahead of tech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy at 8%, up from 3% previously. So while DeSantis has dropped 11, Vivek has risen 5 points. That's impressive. That's why when people ask me, I was on a radio show right after the debate, and they said, what do you think? I said, Vivek won. And I said, do a poll of your audience right now and ask them, who do they most remember? What was the most memorable part, good or bad? No, all news is good news, as they say. All news is good news. They go on to say that for the first time, more Republican and Republican-leaning voters say they're not sure whom they would support if their state's primary were held today. 14% say they would support 14% then say they would support DeSantis. So more people are undecided than support DeSantis. And here are the numbers. Here are the numbers. Trump, now this was July 13th through the 17th. Trump was at 48. August 17th through 21st, Trump's up by 4, 52. DeSantis was 23 in the previous date. Now he's 12. Ron Swamy was 3%. Now he's 8. Tim Scott, same. Nikki Haley, same. Chris Christie went up 1. Mike Pence dropped 1. Doug Burgum, 1. Unsure went from 12% to 14%. Would not vote went from 1% to 2%. Those are the numbers. And the clear winners are Donald Trump and Vivek Ramaswamy. Everybody else pretty much status quo. So I'm just telling you, if you want to look at trend lines and where you think things are going, not good. You add up all the others, not so it would be 52 to 48. In July, I'm guessing, looking at the numbers, it was 52 to 48 against Trump. Now it's 52-48 for Trump. And as I've mentioned before, this is with Trump getting beat down in the media. This is with Trump under 4 indictments. And every time they indict Trump, he gets another 3 or 4 point boost. Trump's at this rate, he's going, hey, listen, Wisconsin, will you indict me? Pennsylvania, can you put me down for an indictment? It practically has become an endorsement. Good for him. He deserves it. There are other candidates out there. I don't know if you guys know Larry Elder's running. Larry called me and says, Cab man, can you get me on to the ticket? Can you get enough people to get me on the ticket? Man, you can't call me 2 days before a debate and ask you to get you on the ticket. You know, but Larry's running. He's got no shot. And I think Larry, being honest with you, he's running in order to spotlight Trump. He's running kind of like Vivek. Maybe he'll get a VP slot. I don't know what I think about that as a theory, but it is what it is. Trump's, so let's, I want to move on because in talking of Pence, Pence's big bugaboo is he is considered a turncoat. Trump's attorneys told Pence that he could legally challenge the election. There was election law to it. Pence says, I upheld the Constitution. I did what I was supposed to do, and I'm happy with myself and my God. But what's funny about it is the Democrats said, he can't do that. That's not legal. And then right after the election was over, you know what the Democrats did? They closed that little loophole. Pence made this comment. Now not even Kamala Harris could up in the next election. Huh. Well, last time I checked, Mike Pence, if you had done what Trump asked you to do, maybe Kamala Harris wouldn't be the vice president, who potentially could have used that clause. Well, she can't use that clause anyway because they took it out. So if it wasn't legal, why did they go ahead and take it out? I think you know the answer. So, Mike Pence has no shot. He's not going to be Trump's VP, which says it all. It says, not only is Trump saying, I'm jettisoning him as a VP, it means he's not going to be president. He's not going to be VP. So, what's he doing there? I have my suspicions. Nikki Haley. Talked about Nikki Haley. Fox News, she won. She put Vivek in his place. Her foreign policy was blah, blah, blah. Look, I don't care what Fox News thinks. If they believe that we should be backing Ukraine, so be it. I don't feel that way. I felt like Nikki Haley came off as, I am woman, hear me roar. when she knows as little about issues as Ramaswamy on foreign policy. Oh, but Kevin, she was a, the UN ambassador. So what? The exchange I caught mostly when she was trying to rag on people was mostly around Ukraine. And she doesn't know anything more about Ukraine than you or I do. Chris Christie goes, I went to Ukraine. I went to see what was going on. And there were people, women getting raped and all that. You didn't see any of that. That's his propaganda. You tell me you saw it. I went, I talked to a woman who had been sexually assaulted. I talked to kids whose fathers had been killed, whatever. But Chris Christie went, it was a photo op. He didn't go to get any real fact-finding. So I don't believe it. And I'm going to tell you right now, understanding that I used to be the type of guy that said, look, if our government wants to go fight somewhere in Vietnam or Korea or Kuwait, Iran, Iraq, I have to believe it's above my pay grade. I no longer believe that. I think we're part of the military-industrial complex that says make lots of equipment, keep us on the brink of war, make us believe that we got to keep manufacturing this stuff, because what happens to Raytheon and General or McDonnell Douglas and those guys? I'm not talking about just airplanes. I'm talking about, well, some airplanes, including passenger jets, but fighter jets and helicopters and all the missiles and armaments. If we're not scared. Look at the pharmaceutical industry, and these guys were hip, limping along for quite some time, and then COVID hit, and we got a new war, and these guys become multi-billionaires. We're throwing stuff away. You know how much military equipment we will never use? It's obsolete. They should just sell it. We got planes sitting in airplane graveyards. We got tanks. We got missile systems that will never be fired. It's worse than the COVID vaccines that they throw out after, what, a month or two of expiration? It's far worse. We'll get to the rest of these candidates in the next segment. Keep your focus.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I think we left off at Nikki Haley, former ambassador to the UN, appointed by Trump's South Carolina governor, who made mistakes there. One was taking down the Confederate flag. She should have called for a Republican to do that. I spoke to her about it, and she still believes she's right in how she handled it, but I disagree. Anyway, we can agree to disagree. It's okay. But the things that Nikki Haley's done since then have made me lose faith in her. She's a rhino. And I know we throw that term around and people are like, you know, Kevin, I don't like when we do. And I'm not trying to not unite us. I think at some point we have to unite. I tell people all the time, sadly, we need these rhinos. We need the people who raise money, who understand procedure. But and then it's upon us as grassroots activists to understand legislation, to understand, to go after FOIA requests, to learn how to market properly. We all need each other. Now, don't expect them to change. They're institutionalized. But that doesn't mean we can't work with them. You do it every day. You work with people you don't agree with all the time. If you happen to live in Arizona, we're starting the ARC. ARC in Action and AZ Free Tours. It's called the IDEAL Tour. Identify, describe, educate, activate, legislate. So in other words, when you identify a problem, the first thing you got to do is you have to deliberate on it. You got to describe it. You have to develop it. Then you have to educate people about it. What are the nuances of that problem? And once they understand it, then you've got to activate them. That problem and that solution has to have enough passion in it to activate. And in some cases, you will have to work with legislators. And that's what we're trying to do. And it's going to be phenomenal. I'm so excited about this tour. So if you happen to be in Arizona, go to arcinaction.com and you'll see the date. The one that we have currently up is September 21st, but they start on September the 12th. The 12th, the 13th, the 21st, the 12th, the 13th. We have an event on the 19th, the 23rd, and they're all through. So we'll have probably 9 to 10 events this year. And we're looking for sponsors for that because I'm committing my time to do it. Now, we put this together, and it is absolutely, I mean, you got to hear it. I mean, it is two groups, one that is great at marketing and getting the message out, and the other that says, okay, once we get that message out, we have to then take it to the legislature and make something happen. And we're going to be talking about 15-minute cities, the World Economic Forum this year, and then next year will be a whole series of other things. I want this to be a tour that is continual. It's ideal. Tour 2023, 2024, culminates with a big event where we bring everybody in with the best speakers, et cetera, and we tell people, what did we do? How did we go around the country energizing people to do more, getting them to do more, et cetera? And here's my goal. My goal is that when conservatives call an event, it shouldn't take Trump to do it. It shouldn't take some big name. When we say it's time to act, there should be a group where people say, we got 5,000 people together, let's act. We need a convention center. I call it TPUSA for big people. Older people. People that, you know, look, here's a question I ask a lot of audiences. Let me, you know, and I'll ask you. What do you get up in the morning and do what you do? I got friends in their 70s. I got people, buddies, I got them all the way up, from 30 and up. But I'm saying the majority of my friends are 50 and older, and many of them are in their 70s. If I said to them, why are you so active in this? Are you really doing this to change your life? And they would go, heck no. Most of these guys, man, they own yachts, they own private planes, they own homes in multiple locations. I have stayed at their homes, their cabins, I've skied with them. I don't even reach for a check. I get alligator arms, man, because they just pick it up. I've been all over the place. Speaking of which, my buddies, Craig his brother, I always want to call him by his first name, but anyway, Dale, they've invited me to come to Texoma to go fishing and dove hunting. I'm going to try to make that trip. So, guys, I'm working on it, trying to get it scheduled. I'm swamped. Really am. But I'm going to try to do it. I'm swamped and I'm broke. I might be the happiest poor guy you know because I'm so rich in so many other ways. I mean, who calls you up and says, hey, Kev, we want to bring you to Texoma? They'll fly me out there. I got to rent a car and all that. And then the problem is my time is money because I got to make sure I don't have any speaking engagements. And then I lose days of prep for the radio show. That's the problem. It's not so much, you know, it's the lost opportunity money because I block out my schedule and I can't do anything. And right now we're in crunch time. Right? Lots going on. Anyway, though, I appreciate my brothers, Craig and Dale, and I'm going to do my best to make it, buddies. I promise. And then my other buddy, Dale, that I went to high school with, we've been trying to get together to go to Brady for the goat cook-off. And heck, man, I just can't get any free time, but I want to make that. I got to make it. Get me some cabrito. And anyway, going back to Nikki Haley. So Nikki Haley has a major problem because Trump made her, and now she's a turncoat. She's like Christie and Asa Hutchinson. She's perceived and is a traitor to Donald Trump. Her stance on election integrity and most of all J6 flies in the face of Trump supporters. It's fine to differ from Trump on style and approach. But when it comes to the core issues surrounding election integrity and the corruption in government, they're irrefutable. And if you think you're going to win the Republican nomination by saying, let's just move on, or denying that there was a cheat, you are barking up the wrong tree. And so I think that's going to sort of be the litmus test. The ease of spotting rhinos will be based on, do you believe the Democrats in J6? If you fall for that, you are toast. I won't support you. It's almost like you're a pedophile. That's the one deal breaker for me. Because the Democrats want to get so much traction out of that. And as you all know, suddenly the data and everything around J6 has disappeared. We're just supposed to take it, just to believe it. Moving on, Tim Scott. Not presidential. I don't think anybody sees Tim Scott running the country. He could be a number two, maybe, under the right tutelage. But at the debate, Tim Scott said nothing that stands out. The idea that he's a black GOP candidate, you know, he's been a senator for almost a decade now, but he couldn't make a distinction among those candidates up there, really disturbed, to me, is disturbing for his campaign. Tim Scott looks like a black Mike Pence. He pushed back on the notion that he was bought and paid for. I guess that was the comment made by Vivek. But I've spoken to many people who believe that Tim Scott is a tool of the powers that be and is essentially just another establishment Republican. So he's got to move beyond this. I grew up poor and black and lived with a single mom stuff. If he thinks he's going to gain traction, then I personally believe his campaign is over. I think what he should have done, I'm going to say this again, I think what all these people should have done, which would have absolutely destroyed the Democrats, is he should have just said, I'm a Trump supporter. I gave him a D. Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson. Clearly, these candidates represented very well the Never Trumpers, and their roles were to try to torpedo Donald Trump. It failed magnificently. At each point when these rhino attack dogs went after Trump, the audience let their feelings be known. This is Trump territory. And in one attempt to attack Trump, the audience actually booed Christie so loud he couldn't even finish his comments. Asa Hutchinson was met with roughly the same type of a chorus of boos when he tried to denounce Trump as well. I mean, they just were, the audience was vehement that they didn't believe it. And it was all the Constitution and J6 and all that stuff. And again, you push that nonsense, you're toast. Christie, a traitor to Trump. No getting around it. And he's doubling down. It isn't like he's trying to back away and shift a little bit. He's a paid attack dog. And I'd love to see his coffers, because I guarantee he's a paid attack dog. Worse, Christie and Hutchinson seem to enjoy attacking Trump, which plays into the hands of the Democrats. And that bugs me. I gave them both an F. And I talked about Pence. He's a relic. The guy wanted to be Americana, you know, tried to go after Vivek with this, you know, because Vivek says something like, it's a dark time in America. Oh, it's not so dark. We're doing great. Americans are there. You know, we overcome everything. I get it. I get the cheerleader speech at the pep rally. But Vivek was right. We are in a dark time. You can't deny that. The Democrats are winning while they're cheating. Pence, you're part of the problem. He tried to play the martyr, too, supporting the coup against Trump. You can't have your cake and eat it, too, that way, buddy. Nobody's going to go for that. And finally, the governor of Montana, kind of nondescript. Folks, out of time, got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.